Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Come to Connemara without a bit of music. And we have Jed Foley is here and also Mary Berrigan. Good morning to you, Mary Berrigan.
Good morning.
People around here now know you fierce well, don't they?
Well, I suppose they do have some idea.
Some idea. Mary Berrigan, for people at home, is widely recognised as one of the country's finest ever tin whistle players and is, in fact, one of the premier musicians in the country. How do you say Ascuailge? It's Fadogstán, is it?
Fadogstán.
Fadogstán, yeah. Ascuailge, the tin whistle. And you're living in Anspidgel.
Anspidgel, yeah.
And we're delighted you agreed to come on and chat to us this morning.
Thank you.
And you agreed to come into the studio. Sure, maybe we'll have a little sampling of whatever you want
tune.
To. Do you want to even just...
Okay,
is this a special tin whistle? Because I always wonder about people who have the Fadogstán, do they have a special one or do you have a million of them at home?
Yeah, this is one of the Killarney whistles. They're made in Ireland, which is fantastic. it's one of the newer types and it's based on one that was manufactured in the States by a man called John Sint. It's based on his whistles, but it's great that somebody in Ireland is making them.
So it's a modern whistles. Oh, very good. Mm. And are they made, what are they made of tin?
They're made of, this is brass.
Oh, this is brass. Yes, that's proper beautiful.
Now, a lot of the old whistles, when I started playing, I started out on the Clark C whistle, which was a tapered, literally a tin whistle with a little wooden block in the mouthpiece. And that was in the key of C. And that was the standard whistle at that time. And to play in sessions and with other musicians, I needed something in the key of D because that's the standard key that's the tunes are played in.
Oh, yeah.
So then the only ones that were made made in England, and they were called the Generation Whistles. Mm-hmm. And I played those for years and years and years. But then as new people came along making different whistles. So whistles are made now from wood and all sorts of different materials. Mm. And they have different sounds and whatever, so it's good.
Is the tin whistle always the entry for people who might go on to play and master other instruments? Is it the first thing they
pick up? Well, it can be used as often people will start on the tin whistle. And I think it's a good idea at times because it's an inexpensive instrument and it gives a parent or parents a chance to realise if the child is interested or not.
I see, yes.
Or even for an adult to pick up, to start playing rather than forking out on a more expensive instrument. It can give them an idea of whether
people are
musical.
It's the most affordable entry into it, yeah.
Yeah.
And are you originally a dub?
I'm a dub, yeah.
And which part?
Shankill. I was born in Shankill and then we spent a lot of time in Booterstown.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
And were your parents from
outside? My mother was from Shankill and my father was from Kilkenny.
Ah, lovely. And they were very musical.
They were both musical. Yeah, my mother played both classical and traditional music on the fiddle. But unfortunately, there were five of us. And at that time, there were no mod cons. So she didn't have much time for playing. It was only really at family gatherings and things like that that we'd hear her playing. But my father played the melodeon. And we used to have a kind of a ritual on Sundays. Like we'd go to early mass and then we'd come back. And being from Kilkenny, we lived in a place that had a bit of space that we could play hurling. So we all went out and hurled and round for a little while. And then before dinner, then at lunchtime, like we'd have what we used to call our session. And my father would whip out the accordion and I'd pick up the whistle. And
oh my God.
His melodeon was in C, the right key for my whistle. And we'd play a few tunes and the others, my sisters and brother would all sit around.
That would be your every tunes. Sunday.
That was our ritual.
Hurling, music and mass.
It was fun. Like,
De Valera would be very happy with you. Oh, yeah. But that sounds like a lovely Sunday. And it was a gorgeous ritual.
It was just the way things were. And my father would play something on the melodeon, like some of the slow tunes, and we'd just pick them up by ear. That's my ear at that stage was very quick. And funnily enough, if I know a tune in my head, I can play it. I don't have to learn it on the whistle, like, you know, it just comes out now.
I'm probably torturing people by talking so much about it, and I should let you, because I'd love to squeeze in two if we could. So we'll have another little chat after.
Okay,
we'll
I'll play a few tunes.
You introduce us there, what you're going to. Oh yeah, we're just going to batter at it. Hauling. That is pure Áthas for the ears. And thank you to Jed Foley, who's letting his guitar do all the talking for us. Mary, you painted such a beautiful image of your Sundays in Shankill, but you obviously came west. What brought you out here to Connemara?
Well, I had plenty of clachta coming to Connemara, because I used to come to play in Carrow, actually, when I was in my teens in Tíchahan for the summer, a couple of months in the summer. I was kind of the resident musician, if you like, but I was down learning Irish as well. And but I used to be known as Maureen Fadogha down there, as I discovered. And and then I used to come down to Spittal then to be with I had some friends, Alec Finn, and a lot of the musicians. There was a huge music scene in Spittal at the time, and we'd come down and we'd have great sessions in T. Hughes in Spittal. Like, that was
became your life, basically.
Yeah, and I came then. Well, we moved initially. Then myself and my husband at the time moved to. We were making instruments. We were making Uilleann pipes and flutes, actually.
Instruments. Yes. And of course, you're well known for your tutorial volumes.
Yes, I've brought out three volumes of a tutor, if you like. They're lessons, step-by-step lessons for people to learn the whistle. Like one.
The Bible, I'm told.
Well, it goes from the beginning. Volume one goes from right beginning to intermediate, and then intermediate to advanced, the second volume. And then the third volume is advanced to professional. So
the New Testament.
Yeah.
And marybergenwhistle.com.
That's right.
Is the place to find that information.
Yes.
I want to also shout out, because people are on to me looking about Sarda and the rescue dogs, the search dogs, I should say. Spell out the name of the website that we're talking about. Well, Pippa, it's sardaireland.com. DA, as in Search and Rescue Dogs Association Ireland.com, as simple as that. Would you play us out, Mary Bergen and Jed Foley, Gormila Mogav, both
Rota,
of you.
Agus.
And yeah. Thank you so much, Gormila Mogav Galair, to Radio na Gaeltachta for looking after us so well here in Cosla. Cadintas, and a lovely day, and I wish everybody well out there. And we'll chat again from dreary old Dublin, unfortunately, to go back tomorrow morning, but have a lovely Monday. Slán go fóill, Mary Bergen, I'll leave it to you.